This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another day, another White House pushback on health care. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius spent the morning up on Capitol Hill answering questions from senators this time. President Obama went to Dallas for some events in which he thanked a group of people who have arguably the toughest job in health care reform right now. The folks who are helping consumers sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Navigators, they're called. They have had to, shall we say, adapt to the well-known troubles of the registration process. So from the Marketplace Health Desk here at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein caught up with some navigators over in Camden, New Jersey, right nearby.
Since the exchanges opened on October 1st, Tony Cohn's been in overdrive.
It has been crazy here. I mean, if you can see the computer screen from where you're sitting and all the appointments we have, our days are just packed, running around, going here, going there, seeing patients. It's been nuts.
Cohen, who works for the Community Health Clinic Project Hope, is one of a handful of navigators in Camden trying to sign up people who are eligible for health care. She's been to churches, farmers markets, housing projects. Tomorrow, she's hitting local businesses in one of Camden's tent cities of homeless people. Because healthcare.gov isn't an option, navigators are resorting to paper applications. It's straightforward, but Cohen says she's worried.
Biggest concern I have of the past 5 weeks is that the people that had filled out applications had not heard anything back yet.
One reason, paper applications must be run through the same web portal as the online ones. 1 month in, less than 7% of the city's residents who are eligible under Obamacare have begun the enrollment process. Maura Collins Grew with New Jersey Citizens Action says there's a workaround. Have people eligible for Medicaid apply directly at that site.
Because we discovered it was a way for people to enroll now while we await the glitches being worked out with healthcare.gov.
Collins Grew says more than a third of the state's uninsured qualify for Medicaid now that the program is being expanded. Whether they know about it is another story.
America is not fully versed yet on the Affordable Care Act.
Karen Politz is a health policy analyst with Kaiser Family Foundation. She says as federal officials scramble to get healthcare.gov off the ground, navigators are doing some good old-fashioned education.
You know, a lot of people who are uninsured have had years of really unhappy history and have given up on it. And it doesn't even occur to them that maybe it'll work completely differently now.
Politz says all the technical problems with the website have depressed enrollment, but she points to Kentucky, whose exchange is working well, as proof that when things work, people are willing to sign up. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.